Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Every year when the NBA draft comes around, there are a few select players who are viewed as franchise-changing draft picks. This year is no exception. What is different this year is a few of those franchise-level players all play the same position. WAER's Drew Carter shows us how this year's NBA draft class is rich with point guard talent.
With the first pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Andrew Wiggins, Brandon Ingram,
Jahlil Okafor,
Jabari Parker,
D'Angelo Russell.
In the modern era of college basketball, it's normal for the top of the NBA draft to be monopolized by teenagers. In each of the past 3 years, the top three picks have all been freshmen. That's all but assured to happen again this upcoming June. NBADraft.net has a trio of one-and-done players at the top of its most recent big board, which is par for the course. The unprecedented part, those guys all play the same position.
I think the country is getting to know who Dennis Smith Jr. is.
Now a steal. Lonzo Ball, Mr. Everything, will put it up and in off the glass.
For the Huskies this year, all the hype about freshman Markelle Fultz. And really, the hype can't reach any higher of a limit.
If the NBA draft were tomorrow, Markelle Fultz would probably go first. ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Draft Express, and pretty much every other website has the Washington floor general atop its big board. Fultz entered his freshman season as a consensus top 10 recruit, but he's been even better than advertised, averaging more than 23 points, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds per game. Percy Allen covers the Huskies for the Seattle Times, and he says you could tell Fultz was special from the moment he stepped on the floor.
There was tons of buzz, tons of expectations, a lot on his shoulders just to really find out what this kid could do. And, you know, from the very first game, from the outset, he like proved it all.
That first game was something else. Fultz put up 30 points, 6 assists, and 7 rebounds against Yale and showcased his full skill set.
And he's 6'4", long and rangy. He's very silky and smooth. He's not like a lot of freshmen, you know, who are just trying to figure things out. Even for someone so young, he has a lot of answers already.
But the crazy thing is, UW lost that season opener and hasn't really picked it up since. The Huskies are 9-12 this season, well on their way to missing the NCAA tournament for the 6th consecutive year. According to Allen, though, if you're searching for somewhere to place the blame, don't look at Fultz.
He is certainly doing his part, and they're asking a lot of them, playing like 38, 39 minutes per game. They're not giving him a lot of rest, so he's doing his part. Boy, they're struggling, but it is certainly not on him.
Fultz's teammates are making it difficult for him to win, but further down the Pacific Coast, the opposite situation is unfolding for a different freshman point guard.
Let it fly, Lonzo.
And ball swishes through the three at the horn.
Look at this crowd. Sold out, not a seat to be had. Pauley Pavilion.
UCLA is back. The Bruins are 19-3 this year, powered by the best offense in the nation. The conductor of that unit, a 19-year-old kid who grew up less than an hour away from campus. Lonzo Ball is on pace to break the school record for assists in a season. LA Times beat writer Ben Bolt says the freshman unleashes his prototypical point guard skills at breakneck speed.
You know, the old saying is that the ball moves faster than players, and it is true, no pun intended by saying ball, but this guy moves faster than just about anybody on the court that I've seen in college basketball, and his ability to play with that pace makes him really unique.
Ball hails from Chino Hills, California, and a family that's quickly becoming the stuff of legend. Last year, Lonzo played with his brothers, LiAngelo and LaMelo, and together they steamrolled Southern California.
So they went 35-0. He averaged a triple-double, which is also something I had never seen from anyone here. So, you know, they were blowing people out, averaging 100 points a game, and So I knew he was going to be special.
So special, in fact, that Bolt would take him first overall.
That kind of sports sense and vision he has that I mentioned was once in a generation, you know, I think that's what makes him and gives him the edge, in my opinion, over some of these other guys who are also phenomenal. You can't develop that kind of innate savvy that he has. So I would give him the edge right now.
But over in North Carolina, there's a guy who might have something to say about that.
Dennis Smith Jr. already has a double-double, but he's looking for more.
As one of the most sought-after recruits in the nation, Dennis Smith Jr. could have played wherever he wanted. Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina. But he ended up at NC State for a couple of reasons. For starters, he grew up a Wolfpack fan, thanks to his grandmother. But Joe Giglio, a columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, points out another factor.
He wants to be the best. He doesn't want to go there and just be another guy. He wants to be the one who makes his own path. He could have gone to Duke and been just another guy, but that's not what he wants to be. He wants to be the exception.
Markel Fultz, Lonzo Ball, and Dennis Smith Jr. They're all freshmen, they're all point guards, and they're all taking college basketball by storm. Drew Carter, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.